The topic Thursday was the economy, with dueling speeches from Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump. They were as different in style as they were in substance. The president and former presidential candidate, Biden, used some of his favorite rhetorical gestures.
We know from experience that there's nothing beyond our capacity when we work together.
The former president and current presidential candidate, Donald Trump, was also in true form.
With victory on November 5th, which will go down as the most important day in the history of our country, inflation will be gone, our energy will be unleashed, our economy will be set free, our sovereignty will be restored, our citizens will thrive, growth will come roaring back, and America's future will be brighter than ever before.
President Biden spoke in Westby, Wisconsin, in part of his Investing in America tour. Before talking about the economy, he took a moment to address the recent mass shooting at a school in Georgia and the issue of gun safety.
And I realize I'm in a rural area like the rural parts of my state where guns, we all have them. And it's not popular to talk about it, but the truth is, there's a difference between rational and irrational. Imagine, you know, the only outfit in the world that we can't sue, and by law, passed by law, are gun manufacturers. How about if that were the case of big tobacco? What do you think would happen? If we're not able to have sued tobacco, how many more people would be dead now?
As for the economy, Biden talked about some of his legislative accomplishments in the area of investing in America, like the bipartisan infrastructure law, and with that, his $7.3 billion announcement.
The Department of Agriculture is able, from that legislation, to announce $7.3 billion in grants to 16 electrical co-ops nationwide to help rural communities transition to clean, affordable, reliable energy. It's the most significant transformative investment in electricity and electrification and clean energy for rural America since FDR's New Deal nearly 90 years ago. And that's not hype, that's a fact.
Biden's speech was an official White House event rather than a campaign event, so Biden did not talk much about the elections, though he did refer to my predecessor leaving the largest deficit in U.S. history, and he name-dropped vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. Former President Trump, at the Economic Club of New York, was at a campaign event, so he was free to make political remarks about his campaign opponent, vice president and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris is the first major party nominee in American history who fundamentally rejects freedom and embraces Marxism, communism, and fascism. You're learning about this, you'll find out nobody knew who she was.
Speaking to the assembled Wall Street executives, Trump offered some specific policy examples to explain his point.
She is promising communist price controls, wealth confiscation, energy annihilation, reparations, the largest tax increase ever imposed, and mass amnesty and citizenship for tens of millions of migrants who will consume trillions of dollars in federal benefits and destroy Social Security and Medicare. They will be destroyed.
This, in contrast to what Trump has to offer.
I am promising low taxes, low regulations, low energy costs, low interest rates, secure borders, low crime, and surging incomes for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
Trump discussed immigration as an economic issue, saying that African American and Hispanic jobs are under threat from immigrants, and he made a rather bold claim about the impact.
100% of the net job creation in the past year has gone to illegal migrants. Think of that. 100% of the jobs created under this administration has gone to illegal migrants that came into our country.
Perhaps Trump's most significant announcement was his plan to create a commission to root out wasteful spending in government and to put it in charge of the richest man on earth, Elon Musk, whose various tech companies have a number of large government contracts.
I will create a government efficiency commission tasked with conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the entire federal government and making recommendations for drastic reforms. We need to do it. Can't go on the way we are now. And Elon, because he's not very busy, has agreed to head that task force. Be interesting if he has the time.
Musk, who had been urging Trump to create the commission, has since tweeted that he looks forward to serving America, adding, "No pay, no title, no recognition is needed." Trump, meanwhile, talked about other issues, like his plan to claw back unspent money from Biden's climate law and a plan to boost the auto industry with new tariffs. But his boldest campaign promise was something of a different nature.
I will have no higher priority as president than to restore the fair, equal, and impartial rule of law in America. We have lost the rule of law. Who would have thought?
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.